Get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our next guest, Jordan Leslie, a guy that was a treat for BYU fans. I'll tell you what, I feel blessed as a BYU fan, as a guy that covers BYU, to have been able to watch this young man and watch his development, and I can't wait to watch him tomorrow at the Pro Day. Jordan, how you doing?
Thank you. That means a lot. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing awesome. Thanks for joining us here on ESPN 960. Jordan, you were dinged up at BYU. We understand that. Where are you at right now as far as your health is concerned?
You know, I think I'm about, 90-95%, which is, a big improvement from the season. You know, I made a lot of strides this, during this offseason that I, really like.
Where do you think you're going to impress the scouts most tomorrow?
I think a lot of scouts, kind of worry about my speed, but I think that would be, definitely, one of my biggest things, and the agility drill is definitely.
So agility, top end speed is going to be there. I don't think it really matters what you do in bench. I think it's completely overrated. I don't even know if you should even do bench. I'm sure you will, just to show that you're strong and you can block in the open field. But what are some of the scouts and maybe some of the GMs that have contacted your agent? What have they been saying about you and what you need to showcase at the Pro Day tomorrow?
Well, yeah, like you said, I'll be doing bench, and I should get, around 20, so that should be pretty good for a receiver. But, talking to Evan and kind of talking to different teams, a lot of teams, like my, catching ability and what I can do after the catch. Some kind of worry, like I said, about, my top-end speed, which is, kind of surprising because, when I was at UTEP and stuff like that, that was always, one of the big pluses. But, my ability to make the big-time catch and stuff like that, kind of some concerns with my flexibility and, route running, but, I feel like I've definitely improved both those things.
I don't know if we've talked about this too much or if you've had this, if you fielded this question, but how was the competition as a whole coming from, UTEP and who you played there as opposed to who you played while you were at BYU and those opposing defensive backs? Was it an increase in competition? What do you think?
Of course it was an increase, but I mean, even at UTEP, we played Oklahoma, we played Wisconsin, we played big name teams, and we've also played Houston and, some Big East teams that, were on our schedule for BYU. But yeah, I mean, a lot of scouts have said, the competition at UTEP and kind of hurt me. I definitely think it hurt me going to the combine. I mean, there wasn't too many that were, right under 3,000 yards that weren't invited to the combine. So, that kind of hurt me, but, it's something just to keep going and keep motivating me.
Do you like being on the outside or an inside receiver?
I think that's one thing that, Coach Holliday kind of coached me up is to be able to be versatile and be able to do both. But I think I like the outside more. I feel like that's, I'm a bigger receiver, so I really like being outside.
Jordan Leslie, former BYU wide receiver, on with the Sierra Cougar Sports ESPN 960. Who have you been training with, and where have you been training?
I had some horrible weather out there in San Diego, So I was out in Carlsbad, which is right outside San Diego. I was working with a facility called Activate, and it kind of just housed our other players that were in the same agency. And it was a great experience. We got, a speed coach and got to work with, a position coach that worked with Robert Woods and Marquise Lee and stuff like that. So, I got to learn a lot of things from all those people.
Who are some of the players that you were able to train with that are going to be participating in their respective pro days?
I got to train with, of course, Rob Daniels. And then two guys from Utah. I kind of heard a little talk before. I mean, youths can be friends.
They can be friends, right?
They can be friends. I actually went to Utah's Pro Day today to see, two of my teammates and stuff like that, or two of my friends, I should say. And then, I had another guy from Toledo, one from San Jose State, and one from USC.
Jordan, tell me what Rob Daniels is going to do tomorrow. What will his times and performances be like?
Rob, he's an athletic freak. A lot of our numbers should be around the same. I think he's going to run real good. That's one thing he's really good at. One thing a lot of people don't know, Rob is unbelievably strong. I mean, he'll get I'm guessing 28 to 30 reps and, you know, 225, which is impressive for, you know, a cornerback. And, you know, I think he'll jump really good. I think, you know, Rob's going to be one of the most impressive people at the pro day.
Do you guys get a little competition going on back and forth when you guys are training?
Oh, definitely. You know, I would do good on, like, one agility drill, and, you know, he beat me in the next drill. And, you know, it was good to have him with me side by side because, you know, we could, you kind of, you know, talk to each other and motivate each other. And we definitely are trying to see who can run the fastest 40 tomorrow.
Love it. I'm sure you guys worked some one-on-ones as well. Did you guys not there in San Diego?
You know, we kind of try to stay away from that, just kind of work on, you know, technique stuff and stuff that was just we could do by ourselves and stuff like that, and kind of just worried about healing up. I mean, that was the main thing. I didn't want to do any one-on-one things and, you know, have a tweak or something.
Speculate for me, though. One-on-ones, Jordan Leslie at 100%, Rob Daniel at 100%. Who's winning those battles?
I mean, I think Rob knows. You know, I'm going to take a dub on that. I think there's a lot of proof, you know, from practices and stuff like that. So I think he's gonna give that to me. We'll see. I mean, he's a competitive guy, so of course he'll probably come on here and say the same thing, but it's going to be me.
Okay, I'll have to go back into the archives from this last year, look at those one-on-one segments. You were injured most of last year. I don't know if you ever reached 100%. You came in with a slight hip flexor tear, and then you had a hammy. Then you had a kind of like a knee and ankle tweak. I mean, you just couldn't catch a break last year.
Yeah, I mean, I came in with a little injury, but, you know, I started, you know, hitting my stride. And, you know, the first four games, I think, you know, you kind of could see you know, I started off with almost 400 yards, and it was looking good. And then, yeah, it was just that pass behind that kind of hurt my ankle, and I think overcompensating, you know, had the hamstring strain. So, you know, it just kind of tumbled down after the, you know, fourth game. But, you know, I was always one guy that didn't want to sit out. I didn't want to let my teammates down. And, you know, I'm a competitor, and anywhere I can be on the field, I'm going to find a way.
Talk to me about your brother in Chicago, Butler. He's coming off an injury. I'm sure you guys have been able to commiserate about your injuries and everything like that, but he has had a tremendous season. Have you been chatting with him about the Chicago Bulls run right now?
Of course. You know, I was really impressed with him, and I got to go up there during Christmas break and spend Christmas with him, and, you know, it's amazing. You know, if anybody deserves it, it's him. He works harder than anybody I know, and, you know, he put in a lot of work this summer, and I'm really proud of him. You know, he got hurt a little, and, you know, I know he's a little frustrated, but like I said about myself, we have kind of the same, you know, personality. He's a competitor, and he's going to keep going, you know, until he can't stop.
Jordan, Brandon Gary from the Deseret News. I've covered a lot of players over the years, and I don't think I've ever covered a player who was just a BYU for 1 year that just seemed as part of the program as you did, a guy that was able to acclimate himself almost immediately. Can you kind of maybe briefly just talk about your time at BYU and why that was so? Why did you feel just so acclimated to that program?
You know, it's funny. Coming in, I was kind of worried. I was like, I'm only going to be here, you know, for 6 months, so it's going to be a struggle. But coming in, I was just welcomed with open arms. I mean, it's really a brotherhood. And, you know, I had teammates like Taysom and Mitch, you know, help me get acclimated with the team. And, you know, once I got in, it just kind of was, we're all brothers. And it was a great feeling. And then, you know, the support and passion that I had from the fans is just amazing. I just kind of try to be myself, and it just worked out. And so many people come up and tell me they've never seen a player become, you know, BYU's, you know, fan favorite in their first, you know, 4 months. And I just got to say, you know, I guess I'm blessed by God, because it really is amazing to have that kind of support.
Jordan, we loved watching you play football. We like your positive energy. I think I speak for all of Cougar Nation stating that we're hoping and praying for you in an elite performance. So good that you get drafted, buddy. That's what we want to hear in Cougar Nation. So good luck, my friend, and we'll be watching tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow.